97.1 FM Talk on demand audio.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
The first round of performers for the 67th annual Grammy Awards have been announced. It's going to include Billie Eilish, Chappell Roan, Charlie XCX, looks like Sabrina Carpenter, Shakira, and Teddy Swims.
They're all Mark's all favorites.
Darn, I'm going to have to miss that, Sue. How about you?
Some of those I like.
Mark, you got to admit you like that Teddy Swims song right there.
I was grooving in here. Did you see me grooving?
That was the number one song last year.
It wasn't bad.
He has a great voice.
I just wouldn't ever listen to it. Yeah.
The ceremony is going to be hosted by Trevor Noah and will air live from the Crypto.com arena in Los Angeles.
That's what Mark wants to see. Trevor Noah.
February 2nd.
He was funny when he first started. Trevor was. And he guys, he got burnt out, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
I don't think he was ever funny.
You didn't think he was ever funny?
Anything that I thought, oh, that is hysterical. I just thought he was not at all funny.
Well, according to the ratings, you were correct.
Oh, really?
Yeah, his ratings sucked.
Moving on. Anthony Mackie is facing online backlash after stating at a Captain America Brave New World press event that Captain America shouldn't solely represent America, but rather values like honor and integrity. His comments sparked criticism from fans on social media, with some questioning his perspective on the patriotic superhero. Now, if you want to know what he said, for me, Captain America represents a lot of different things, and I don't think the term, you know, America should be one of those representations.
Yes, he did say that.
So,
what he did claim was, and I'll play the bite for you because I started to pull it earlier and then I didn't put it in the file. What he basically said was, Captain America should represent taking people back to a time like in your childhood where you'd look out the door and there'd be a little kid out there with a stick fighting dragons. And in that kid's mind, that was really a sword and there were really dragons until somebody came along and told him, that's not a sword, and there aren't any dragons, and they blew up his whole little world. I hope Captain America takes you back to those times when people believed in something. So what's wrong with that? Well, nothing, except that he's Captain America.
Right. You can't.
America. You can't say it has nothing to do with America. America is about achieving your dreams. Come on. Give me a break. That was dumb. That was an unforced error on his part, I think.
And the guys at Disney are probably panicking because this movie has been set back for, what, like a year now? And it's finally getting ready to release, and here he goes.
It's coming out
in 2 weeks. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bill Burr's upset with Howie Mandel for ambushing him with Billy Corgan during a podcast interview. Mandel framed it as a family reunion since Corgan once speculated that Burr might be his half-brother. Burr was visibly annoyed during the interview and later confirmed on the Rich Eisen show that he did not appreciate the stunt. Now, if you don't know what's going on here, Billy Corgan's dad was a traveling musician and always visited the East Coast. And Billy Corgan found out that his dad had multiple families on the East Coast, and his mom said, you know, that Bill Burr guy might be your stepbrother.
Oh, no kidding.
And so it kind of blew up on the internet, and everyone's like, prove it. Like, I mean, it's got to be easy.
I can see
DNA test or look for a picture of your dad.
Yeah, thank you. Or ask your mom.
Yeah,
I guess if you really want to get uncomfortable, that'd be an awkward conversation.
Yeah,
huh?
But I don't think you. Hey, look, I brought him with you.
I know, right?
They're all celebrities.
Yeah, right.
It looks like 17 Louisiana state legislators are threatening to pull funding from the Superdome if this year's Super Bowl halftime show featuring Kendrick Lamar is not quote family friendly. Despite the fact that the Superdome has no control over its production. In a letter to Louisiana Stadium and Exposition District of the Greater New Orleans Sports and Foundation, lawmakers cited past halftime performances by J-Lo, Janet Jackson, and Rihanna as examples of inappropriate context, arguing the taxpayer dollars should not support smut.
Wow.
So we'll see how that turns out,
exercising their purse strings there a little bit, huh?
Yeah.
Won't matter.
No.
It won't matter.
It's
one
still
going
to go on.
Yeah, yeah. There'll be twerking going on at halftime.
And on the field.
and on the field, potentially.
Well, they all bend over for the snap.
Oh, God. Yeah, maybe Carl.
A woman was arrested in Oklahoma City after allegedly attempting to set a man's oxygen tank on fire at a senior center. The police arrived shortly after. Witnesses described a chaotic scene where the woman reportedly became upset, accusing the victim of stealing her mother's phone and escalating the situation when he asked her to calm down. Speaking of what we just spoke about, the woman allegedly tried to ignite the oxygen tank while it was connected to the man's breathing tubes, but he quickly detached them. She then slammed the tank on the ground and attempted to set a trash can on fire. The woman also reportedly brandished a 10-inch knife and made slashing motions at the victim.
That's almost as dumb as going outside and lighting a cigarette while having your oxygen on, you know? That's just not a smart situation.
This seems a skosh worse.
Well, there's a little more intentionality on this, but it's just stupid.
True.
For sure. All right, Ethan. Thank you.
Yep.
I appreciate that.
Get more at 971talk.com.